SRN News, I'm John Scott. The 22-year-old man charged with killing Charlie Kirk had a court hearing. His newly appointed legal counsel said they want a preliminary hearing where the judge will determine if there is enough evidence against him to go forward with a trial. Prosecutors have charged Tyler Robinson with aggravated murder and plan to seek the death penalty. The hearing in Provo opened to the public. Military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio that the U.S. is also feeling international pressure for Israel to stop its military operations in Gaza.
It looks somewhat complicit as it continues to support the ongoing campaign. So I suspect that we're going to end up seeing some sort of pressure from Washington to Jerusalem to kind of back out to be determined.
Today, President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu are together at the White House to map out a strategy to end the conflict. A former Marine opened fire during a crowded church service in Grand Blanc Township, Michigan, killing at least four people and setting the building ablaze.
The ATF says suspected explosive devices were found, but it's not clear if any were used in the attack. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Kim Vetter said bomb threats were made at other churches in the area, but no bombs were found. Investigators were searching the site of the fire and the ex-Marine's residence looking for clues. FBI Detroit Special Agent Reuben Coleman.
It is investigating this as an act of targeted violence.
I'm Jennifer King.
The attacker identified as Thomas Jacob Stanford, he was later killed by police. A North Carolina man accused of opening fire from a boat into a crowd at a waterfront bar, killing three and injuring five others. It happened near a popular area in Southport. The alleged assailant, Nigel Edge. This is SRN News. A Florida school district abandoned its witchcraft class.
As a result of parental concern, joined with the Christian legal firm Liberty Counsel, West Orange High School has ceased what it called its weekly Witchy Wednesday video series, aired school-wide during the midweek morning announcements. It was produced by students to provide what they called religious instruction on various witchcraft rituals. Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver says, "We commend Orange County Public Schools for taking action to discontinue the Witchy Wednesday video segments. Witchcraft and teaching students how to cast occultic spells have no place in government schools." George Williams, SRN News.
Ireland in a struggle over abortion. Life News reports that Dr. Niall Muldoon is calling for an urgent investigation into the treatment of babies born alive in Irish hospitals following abortion procedures. Specifically, they're examining reports of 12 babies born alive after abortions in 2022, and they soon died. This is SRN News. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe signing a new congressional map into law that gives Republicans an improved shot at winning an additional U.S. House seat. Republicans currently hold six of Missouri's eight U.S. House seats. The U.S. Secret Service seized 16 illegal skimming devices from Boston that stopped criminals from stealing $16.7 million in electronic benefit transfer fraud.
Between September 23rd and September 25th, law enforcement personnel visited 700 businesses throughout the greater Boston area, checking for and removing illegal skimming devices from ATMs, gas pumps, and point-of-sale terminals. The Secret Service says the recovered skimmers saved a total from all operations of more than $334 million in fraud loss.
That's Ron Taylor. Criminals often steal EBT and other payment card numbers by installing illegal skimming devices on ATMs and gas pumps and merchant point-of-sale terminals. More details at srnnews.com.